This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's the middle of February, but it's never too early to start thinking about spring and warmer weather. Warmer weather brings flowers, and flowers hopefully bring pollinators, and a local group is offering a class to talk about that. The St. Clair Beekeepers Association is hosting a beginner's beekeeping class on February 24th. I caught up with association member Barbara Beal about the benefits of honey, the history of the association, and all the details for February 24th.
St. Clair Beekeepers was founded in 1917 in Belleville by a small group of local farmers and beekeepers, and it remained small for many, many years until really I think about the last 10 years or so when there's been so much publicity about what's happening to honeybees and are they declining or whatever. And so I think people have heard about that and have gotten interested in doing their small part in maybe helping the honeybee population increase. So we've really seen a lot of interest in bees and beekeeping in the last few years.
Well, that's very exciting, and I know the interest has been on the rise. You hear of many people having hives in their backyards and producing their own honey, and which honey has some great benefits, which I'd love to talk to you about that as well. How big is your group, and do you have regular meetings? And just tell us a little bit more.
Sure. We have about 100 people now, which is quite a bit more than we had just a few years ago, and we do have monthly meetings during the non-summer time of the year. We meet the last Friday of the month, and we alternate between the Madison County and St. Clair County Farm Bureau buildings for our meetings, and they're 7:30 on that Friday night. Then during the summer months, we meet on a Sunday afternoon, and the meeting shifts between different members' apiaries so that we actually have a chance to go to someone's apiary and, you know, see how they operate and look at their bees and get really hands-on.
So, Barbara, are you a beekeeper yourself?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm one of those people that started within the last few years because, actually about 8 or 9 years ago, because I too had been reading about the problems with honeybees, and I thought, well, you know, maybe there's a little something that I can do. So I got started with one hive, and then we got another hive, and next thing you know, we've got 15 hives. So it's really a very interesting hobby and occupation.
Yes, it is. I've had the pleasure of speaking with a couple of local beekeepers, and it's so interesting, and there's a lot that goes into it. And benefits of honey, let's talk about those. There's some great benefits dealing with allergies.
Right. We have a lot of people who take local honey every day, and it should be local, you know, somewhere within your area, because it can provide benefits if you are allergic to some of the pollens that you encounter in your daily life. And since honey incorporates pollen that the bees pick up as they're foraging, then it can confer benefits on you that way by decreasing your sensitivity to it. So we have a lot of people that really swear by that and say that it's really helped their allergies.
So just one of many benefits. I think another top one would be that honey is delicious and you're producing your own. So
That's right. And so since you're producing your own, you know that you've been keeping your bees safely and you have a general idea of what they're foraging on, and so you know you're really getting a good, you know, clean local product. And honey also is considered to be antibacterial, and a lot of people use it for curing of wounds because it works well for that. It's an antibacterial substance.
Very interesting, and so many benefits to something as simple as honey that's produced by bees, and you can do it in your own backyard. And Barbara,
right.
You mentioned you're new. You're kind of a beginning beekeeper. You've been doing this for a few years, and the association is offering a class for those interested and maybe starting this as well.
Right. We're offering a class, a beginner's beekeeping class, on Saturday, February 24th. It's an all-day class from 8:15 to 4:15, and it'll be at the Madison County Farm Bureau in Edwardsville. And so it'll be for anyone who's interested in keeping bees, who doesn't really know anything about it. We'll take you from the very beginning of how honeybees operate, you know, how they live together as this organism and how they produce honey, what kind of equipment you will need, what kind of pests and diseases you may have to worry about, then we'll also talk about swarms, because that's one thing that a lot of people have seen is a bee swarm, and you know, what to do about that, what causes a swarm and what to do about that. Then we'll also talk about the Illinois apiary laws, because apiaries are under the jurisdiction of the Department of Agriculture. And then we'll also talk about plantings for pollinators, because it's so important that bees and other pollinators as well have a lot of nectar and pollen producing plants and trees and shrubs to forage on.
Well, a lot of great topics, and sounds like it'll be a very informational class. And any pre-registration required for that?
Yes, you do need to pre-register, because space is limited, so that we don't want to have too many people. I mean, it's a big room, so we're set up for quite a number of people, but we want to make sure that everyone has a chance to see all the equipment and talk to the beekeepers that are there and ask questions. So you do need to pre-register. It costs $60, and you can go to our website, which is stclairbees.com, and you will find a registration form there and how to fill it out and send your check in. And we still have room. The last time I talked to the treasurer, who's keeping track of registrations, we still have some spots left. So we would be glad to have anyone interested come. And that cost includes lunch and a book, so it's a pretty good deal.
Well, sounds great. Sounds easy enough to get registered and attend that on February 24th. Barbara, you mentioned this is the St. Clair Beekeepers Association, but not just limited to St. Clair County. You have a couple other county members.
Right. We have lots of people from Madison County, which is actually where I live. We have a lot of people from St. Clair County. We have a lot of people from Monroe County. But really, you can come from anywhere. We have some members that are from Jersey County. Some of the counties that are farther from us have their own beekeeping associations as well, but anyone is welcome to attend our meeting.
Barbara Beal of the St. Clair Beekeepers Association. And once again, to register or for more information, visit stclairbees.com. And we'll have more ag news in just a moment. Well, for the past year, South Korea has been one of the top global markets for U.S. beef and pork exports. The South Korean director for the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the American beef industry has been very successful in restoring consumer confidence in U.S. beef. Many Korean restaurants and retailers that were once reluctant to carry U.S. beef now feature a good-sized supply of it without any hesitation. A good example of this would be Costco Korea. Over the last year, they've converted the chilled beef selection in their warehouses from Australian to U.S. beef. U.S. beef exports to Korea pushed 3% higher year-over-year in volume to just over 184,000 metric tons last year. Those exports jumped 15% higher in value to a record $1.2 billion. U.S. pork exports to Korea have also been successful. They've jumped 28% in volume to just over 173,000 metric tons in 2017. Those pork exports were valued at $475 million, up 30% year over year, and the second highest on record. Well, looking at upcoming events, the Hillsboro FFA Alumni Dinner is taking place this Saturday at the Hillsboro KC Hall. Doors open at 5 p.m. The Illinois Beef Expo is scheduled for next week at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. That will take place February 21st through the 25th. And Skip Kleinfelter of Linco Precision is hosting an educational seminar on February 22nd that will focus on return on intelligence. That's to be held at the farm just south of Nokomis. And you can RSVP by February 20th to Andy at 217-670-4435. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.